The day after the mask mandate came into effect, someone spat on an employee at a coffee shop in Nelson. Then, the employee had a heart attack a few hours later. The incident, which the Nelson Police Department may follow up with assault charges, gained national attention. The man was arrested and banned from the coffee shop, while his trial is expected to be in the new year. Rob Little is the general manager at the Adventure Hotel and Empire Coffee.
For the vast majority of people, it was fine. There were some people that, you know, weren't very happy about it, but still handled themselves in a very civil manner. That's fine. I mean, everyone's entitled to have an opinion. We haven't seen anything escalate like this to an assault. To be spat on, I mean, I can't think of too many things that are more degrading than that and shocking. It's just really unfortunate. No one should ever have to go through that. The people here are good people. And so when something like that happens, it definitely strikes a chord, and it's really unfortunate.
Empire Coffee wasn't the only business affected by rising aggression surrounding masks. Ari Derfel, the general manager at the Kootenai Co-op grocery store, said they made the decision to hire security within 2 days of the mask mandate coming into effect.
We've had a lot of antagonism all 8 months, especially once our staff started wearing masks, but particularly after we knew we were going to have to mandate it for customers, because we were ordered to do by the government, there was just an instant increase in much more confrontational pushback. At one point, we created little cards that they hand out that say, please be nice, I'm just doing my job, or I don't make the policies, I just do my job. They're all trained in how to pause the scenario for a second, say excuse me, and then use a secret code to page the loss prevention coordinator or one of the managers on duty to come and intervene. We train them regularly on, if at any time you feel unsafe, it's your prerogative and your right to simply exit the situation. So if you're in a situation where someone's accosting you like that, just walk away. So safety first, comfort first, and it's not up to anyone to decide what that threshold is, other than the person who's on the receiving end of it. All of that wasn't enough, and that's why we needed a security guard.
Before the mask mandate came into effect, provincial health authorities were hesitant to enforce masks in public. Dr. Bonnie Henry commented on how such an order could complicate matters for businesses, but many businesses had already begun their own measures to stop the spread of the virus.
Basically, we've been left to our own devices from the get-go. Nobody told us to put up plexiglass. Nobody told us to do any of that stuff. We just did it all at the beginning. And then when the mandate came out, it seemed like for a moment the government was trying to take the pressure off the businesses as to having to make this decision themselves or not, and saying, like, we're going to make it simple for you. Here's the mandate. Now everybody has to follow it. But unfortunately, within 4 days, that was completely undermined because they added back in the clause that anybody who can't wear a mask doesn't have to wear one. So it really made the entire public health order moot, because now we have a lot of people who come in, hey, excuse me, there's an order, we'd like to request that you wear a mask, and then they get kind of belligerent, and like, I'm not going to wear a mask, and we're like, okay, unless you have a health condition, you have to wear a mask. Oh, I have a health condition. I don't know what to make of it. It seems like the government in this scenario is playing both sides of the equation. There's fines you don't abide, but there's a loophole and get-out-of-mask-free card that everybody gets to wear, and now it's even more complicated than the pressure is on us. So in terms of the wish was that the businesses didn't have to enforce it on their own, I don't understand. Hopefully people tire of being mean and aggressive and confrontational, and hopefully the government still provides clearer direction. But we'll be going through this as long as we need to go through it.
Dr. Karen Goodison, a medical health officer with Interior Health, said the mandate does not intend for enforcement to fall on businesses.
So the enforcement component of this is not meant to be done by business. The business can, you know, really be reminding people and can request help if they're finding that someone is not able to follow the directions to wear a mask. They can say, you know what, we prefer that you didn't come in today without a mask. They can offer a mask. But really the intent of this is not to have businesses enforce this order. They should be setting their own policies. We should be mindful that some people may have legitimate reason for not wearing a mask, and then if they need help, that they can reach out to their bylaw officers or policing as appropriate to defuse the situation.
Mm-hmm. And some people here have questions whether masks are efficient in preventing the spread of the virus at all. What do you say to those who doubt the effectiveness of masks?
So I think what we've seen is a real evolution in our knowledge on the effectiveness of masks. Early on in our pandemic, we in public health weren't recommending non-medical masks. And that has changed, and that has changed because of evidence that is supportive of the reduction in transmission of droplets. If we think about how things are spread, this makes a lot of sense, because a mask or something in front of our face, whether it's two layers of material, a scarf, will stop us if we sneeze, cough, if we're talking, will prevent droplets from traveling as far.
In response to the enforcement aspect of the mandate, here's Empire Coffee's Rob Little.
It does put undue stress on some of the staff, and we're trying to walk a fine line of making sure that we keep our staff safe and our clients safe. And at the same time, we all have rent to pay, bills to pay, groceries to get, kids to feed, and their jobs are important. We need to protect that as well. And doing the best that we can and doing the best to follow the directives of people that are experts. You know, I am not a doctor, nor do I profess to have any credentials in that area of things. To me, the logical decision is to defer to people that have spent their life's work on those matters and listen to them. I can totally appreciate that there's probably people that have a very different opinion than I do, and a different opinion than what the guidelines are and what the orders are. And that's fine. But we've made the decision to follow the orders and do everything we can to keep our staff and our guests as safe as possible, while continuing to try to do business. And if people don't like that, you can choose to go somewhere else. It's not negotiable for us.
As for the people against the mask mandate, the most vocal opposers have held protests and small demonstrations outside of City Hall and down Baker Street. They're part of a subsection of Choose Freedom with ties to society called Vaccine Choice Canada. On November 28th, around 9 people gathered on Baker Street with signs. Kootenai Co-op Radio's Jake Sherman asked why they were there and what they're trying to say. Here's demonstrator Brian McLaughlin.
What are you guys doing out here today?
We're standing up against the COVID measures.
Why? Yeah.
They're completely unconstitutional and unnecessary, we believe. So there's another agenda going on, and it has to do with inducing an authoritarian fascist state, I think. You're painting us as nutcases, which we're not. We're serious about this,
yeah.
And we want the best for our society. I'm doing this out of my conscience, out of an act of conscience.
We're not right-wing neo-Nazis.
We're peaceful.
That went away last week. We got rid of that.
Ari Derfell, the general manager of the Kootenai Co-op grocery store, said he understands.
It wasn't as much in the very, very early days. It was really once people started talking about wearing masks in general, and that clearly has been a symbol for a lot of people of the beginning of what they feel and believe is an inevitable journey down a loss of rights and increasing control. I can empathize on a deep level with what that sense of losing control or being subjugated feels like. I think the big issue is still whether that gives anybody license or excuse to treat other people poorly, even if they are sure that that's what's happening in the world. I think empathy is in really short order right now because everyone is dealing with such an overwhelming load of anxiety and stress in their own personal world for any reason associated with this. If you believe that it's like a hoax in the beginning of control, that's an incredible load of anxiety. If you believe that it's real and it's dangerous, that's a load of anxiety. So everyone is feeling it, and I think those folks that are dealing with it and for whatever reason don't have a toolkit or haven't been educated, don't really know how to dissipate that energy and how to continue to connect with people lovingly, it's destabilizing and disorienting. And so then when you think about our staff who've been here nonstop the whole time, and there has never really been a renormalizing where like there's a bunch of new things and now we're used to a new normal. The second we get used to anything, there's another change in policy, another change in operation, and we've had to reorient. And so in addition to the toll that everyone's feeling because of the pandemic itself, the toll that our staff have felt from having to come to work and constantly reorient, constantly readjust, constantly change their daily tasks, it's exhausting. And if somebody comes in the store and they go to check out and they choose to take their stress out on someone because they think that that person is somehow a lower caste in society because of that position, with no empathy for what that person's gone through for the last 8 months in addition to everything else, I think that that's a reproachable way to behave. I don't think there's any excuse for that, and that's what makes me sad. Amazingly, we're such a wonderful community and so tight-knit on so many levels, and this particular issue has driven this unexpected wedge and made the already challenging dynamic of communities getting through the pandemic together harder, because the focus isn't even on how we get through the pandemic. It's this battle of worldviews.
In her November 25th update, Dr. Henry said the mask mandate was to help employees, give the police an enforcement tool, and to remind people that there are consequences for not following a provincial health order. She responded directly to how some people are not abiding the order.
I have no time for people who are belligerent and are trying to make some sort of a statement about anti-vax and think that this is not a truly challenging pandemic. And I have no time for people who believe that wearing a mask somehow makes them ill or is a sign of lack of freedom. To me, it's about respect for our fellow people who are suffering through this with us, and about making sure we're doing our piece in solidarity to get us through this really challenging time. And I also want to make sure that we are protecting the ability of people who truly cannot wear a mask to get the services they need. So I'm calling on all of us to be mindful, to be compassionate, and to make sure that we're treating each other with respect.
It was a sentiment backed by BC Premier John Horgan in his November 26 update.
Dr. Henry, Minister Dix, and I have always been of the view that the best way forward is not to have increased enforcement, but to have increased compassion for each other. And I believe that that should be our first, second, and third move. And the fourth move is you got to wear a mask. Don't be stupid about it. Put it on. Go buy your groceries. Take it off when you get to your car, and get on with your life. This is not something that people should get overwrought about. There's lots of things in this world to be despondent about, to be angry at. Putting on a mask should not be one of them.
As for the businesses, they're striving to get back to business as usual with the addition of masks.